Pepsodent Show, featuring Isidore Goodman from the Capitol Theatre, Melbourne, and broadcast from 3AW to 22 stations in Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland, and South Australia. Pepsodent presents Sunday Night at 8, with Terry Dear at the Comedy Theatre.
Sunday night at 8, a potpourri as you will see, of comedy and melody, all blended in a manner so fascinating, to tickle a taste of the most discriminating. Pepsodent presents, on Sunday night at 8, an air of you that's smart and new, designed for you and you and you. Cast away those blues and join the throng, follow the crowd and join a hap hap happy song. Pepsodent presents, a show that is right up to date.
Happy smiles, everybody. Here's another Pepsodent Show, Sunday night at 8, with Isidore Goodman and his band. The Parker sisters, Ormond Douglas, Dita Robinson, Alan Royal, Jumbo, Derek Warren, Vernon Pett, and Dorothy Mannix. Production, Kenrick Hudson. Hits from the past Pepsodent shows, and here's Captain Custer to lead the way. Parker sisters, Pat, Eula, and Marie. Confucius say these girls make harmony and lock their lips with jitterbug Jim Key.
This is spot where all the swells meander in. Fala bala bong bong, Chinese town is jivey town today. Fala bong bong, fala bala bong bong. Oriental Jim Key in his mandarin. Dunga dunga dung dung makes his Chinese hop cat swing and sway. Ba ba ba, jitterbug Jim Key, China boy MC, got a hot Chinese band. He's the king, swing-a-ling king of Chinatown. Keep swinging it, Jimmy. Jitterbug Ming toy, swing-a-ling swing boy, shuffle up to the stand. When he starts a-kicking the song around, ba-do-da-da-da, Jim Key dancey too, hotter than a firecracker, woo. Everybody watchy when he do, chop chop Susie Q, boo. Everyone come see Jitterbug Jim Key, give him a great big hand. He's the king, swing-a-ling king of Chinatown, the Jitterbug King of swing-a-ling Chinatown. Yip-o-k-o-ben-a-say-o-y-a-t-a-gay, chuckle-yong-long, you duck a fong. Jim Key dancey do, hotter than a firecracker, woo. Everybody watchy when he do, da diner in springtime.
Diner,
is there anyone?
Diner,
in the state of Carolina.
Show it to me, whoa, everyone come see Jitterbug Jim Key, give him a great big hand. He's the king, the swing-a-ling king of Chinatown. The Jitterbug King of Swing-a-ling China, boy oh boy can he swing Dinah. Jitterbug King of Swing-a-ling Chinatown, whoa, the Jitterbug's got him, da-do-da-do-da-do Chinatown.
Thanks, girls, thanks a lot. I'm sure you'll all be glad to know, though this is their last appearance in the Pepsodent show, that the Pepsodent crazy gang has found a job of work to do. Really? Yes, Colonel Rockbottom, Captain Pepper, and Jumbo have gone into business as landscape gardeners. Right here in the Comedy Theater, the dressing rooms are all top dressing rooms now, and patrons at the box office get a free spray of weed killer with every ticket. Let's drop in on the boys and see how business is behaving.
Poor Rock Bottom's Landscape Gardening Company. See us if your plants fall down. What's that? Your front path has run up the side of the house. Well, you asked for crazy paving, didn't you?
Well, Colonel, how do you like a landscape a gardening?
Oh, good sport, Skipper. Clean fun, you know. But did you hear what I did yesterday? I spilled some chrysanthemum thieves in my hair and went out in the rain.
A great heaven, sir. What happened?
Oh, Ripley wants to see me tomorrow morning. Oh, hello?
Is that you, Colonel? This is Jumbo, your head gardener. I'm calling from the woods.
Listen, Jumbo. I can hear you gurgling. You're not in the woods, you're in a milk bar.
No, Colonel, that's just one of a bunch of happy little screams.
Oh, Jumbo, you have a story.
That's one of the happier little streams.
Here, sir. Let me speak to him. Jumbo, we've been trying to get in touch with you. There's something rotten down here at the office.
That's all right, Captain Pepper, sir. You're just self-conscious.
Oh, come in.
Well, if it isn't Mrs. Anastasia Sidesaddle.
Yes, Colonel Flatbottom. I want you to do some landscape gardening for me.
And what are you using for money?
Oh, well, you see, I've just married a rich oil man.
Oh, an oil man? A crude?
Well, really, not in public.
Oh, so you've married an oil man, Annie.
Yes, I'm so thrilled. He's very rich. Why, one day he drilled down 10,000 feet into the earth. And guess what he found?
You. Hello? Colonel Rockbottom's Landscape Gardening?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, drunk, eh? Well, did you landscape the grounds round the Comedy Theater?
Yes, sir. We landscape the grounds round the Comedy Theater. What the pooch on blazes is wrong with them?
Oh, what's wrong with them? I'll tell you what's wrong with them. I'm standing here minding my own business, and the Comedy Theater's leaning on me.
Well, yes?
Yes. And if we go away, the whole building will fall down.
Oh, Joe Dingy Waller, don't be so silly, man. You can go away and the whole building won't fall down.
Honest?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You're a liar.
Well, now that Colonel Rockbottom and Captain Pepper have at last found a job, we can rest assured that those two young blades won't go to seed. So let's listen to Dita Robinson in her big song hit of the Pepsodent show, Melancholy Mood.
Haunts me, steals upon me in the night. Forever taunts me, oh, what a lonely soul am I. Stranded no consolation. All I can see is grief and gloom. Till the crack of doom, a melancholy moon. Deep in the night, I search for the trace of a lingering kiss, a warm embrace. And love is a whimsy, as flimsy as lace, and my arms embrace an empty space. Melancholy moon, why must you blind me? Break the chains that bind me. Won't you release me, set me free, bring him back to me, melancholy mood.
I've heard that your trombone player can make his trombone actually talk, speak real words. Is that right?
Oh, my trombone player, yes, easily.
Do you think he could come to the microphone for a minute? I'd like to ask him a question, too.
Sure, Dick, go right ahead.
Thanks, Isidore. Mr. Trombone player, mind just tell me. Yes, that's right, that's right. Now, that song you were playing to yourself before the show started, that song, Can I Forget You? Any particular reason why you chose that number? There is, eh? A girl? I thought so. I can just picture it. Moonlight, music, beautiful girl. She was beautiful, wasn't she? Oh, mama. And when she smiled, your heart turned handsprings? That's the way it goes. Boy meets girl, girl smiles, boy falls. Girls, there's no doubt about it. That smile of yours is worth taking care of. A smile that's pretty good isn't good enough. You want to bowl the boys over like ninepins with a real smile. A Pepsodent smile. Make those teeth gleam like pearls with Pepsodent toothpaste containing Irium. Irium is the short name for purified alkyl sulfate, the greatest cleansing agent known to dental science. Because of Irium, Pepsodent toothpaste clears away all surface dinginess and reveals, at last, the true natural sparkle and brilliance of your teeth.
And now that Dick come closer, smile, Hudson has disappeared over the horizon for a moment or two. I want to introduce our guest artist for tonight. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that sentimental gentleman from the South, Bob Parrish. How do you do, Bob? It's very nice to have you with us tonight.
Thank you very much, Terry.
And what sort of a heartthrob are you giving the fans tonight?
I would like to sing the Vagabond song from the Vagabond King.
Come on, you beggars of Paris town, you lousy rabbles of low degree, you rabbles of low degree. We'll spare a King Louis to keep his crown, to save our city from Burgundy, our city from Burgundy. Now you and I are good for nothing but to die, but we can die for a liberty. hours of toil and danger, will you serve a stranger and bow down to Burgundy? Sons of pain and sorrow, will you cheer tomorrow for the crown of Burgundy? Now onward, onward, swords against the foe, forward, forward, the lily banners go. Sons of France around us, break the chain that bound us and to hell with Burgundy. Sons of toil and danger, will you serve a stranger and bow down to Burgundy? Sons of pain and sorrow, will you cheer tomorrow for the crown of Burgundy? Now onward, onward, swords against the foe, forward, forward, the lily banners go. Sons of France around us, break the chain that bound us and to hell with Burgundy.
Bob, thanks a lot. That was mighty fine. But I'm afraid all these good folk out here will not let you go without you sing something else.
Oh, you bet, Terry. I would like to sing my own.
Through the years, constantly, I've had one ideal. I have been pretending it will soon be real. Now that you're close to me, I can plainly see you're my happy ending, my reality. My own, let me call you my own. Let me make you a part of the song in my heart. Alone, I've been living in vain. Everything that I do is depending on you. Now show me a sign that you're longing for me. Just say you are mine and forever that you will be my own. Every dream I have known has been built of just one desire, just to say you're my everything. Underneath the sun, you're my everything, all rolled into one. You're my only dream, my only real reality. Why, you're my ideal of a perfect personality. My own, every dream I have known has been built of just one desire, just to say you're my thrill, my dream, my life, my own.
Well, folks, maybe it's the spring or something, but it seems that the sweet, simple innocence of our little country mate Daisy has captured the hearts of listeners everywhere. So much so, in fact, that we've literally been forced to bring you yet another episode in her torrid love affair
with Joe.
The scene is set outside the Mechanics Hall in Daisy's hometown. The dance and euchre party are over, and Joe is about to drive her home.
Or somewhere.
Gee, wish Daisy would hurry up and come.
Christ,
there's a pretty looking yard of muslin. See if I can do any good for myself. I'll give her a toot on the old horn. If that don't get her, I'll try whistling. Gee, here she comes. Hello, gorgeous.
Hello, strong arms.
Gee, in the dark I didn't know you, Dave.
I didn't know you either, Joe. Oh, say, your car looks bonza. You had it repainted.
Nah, take another gink at it.
Oh, Jay. Wallpiper.
She's a bonza car, is Myrtle. Even if her frame is a bit out of line.
Out of line? What's that up there by the front wheels?
The back wheels. Up in, Dave.
All right, Joe. But a real gentleman would hold the door open for a lady.
Yeah? And while the gent's doing that, who holds the running board?
All right, I'm in. Put the door back on. Oh, gosh, this seat's uncomfortable. What's covering the springs?
You.
Hey, Joe, why don't the car start?
Oh, give it a chance. It's got to crouch first. Watch. All I have to do is touch the self-starter, like this.
Oh, what happened?
She's a bit cold. I'll have to get out and crank her.
Oh, well, hurry up, Joe. We start milking at daybreak.
All right, here she goes. Here, wait for me.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, gee, I only just caught her. Must have been in gear while I was cranking her.
Hey, Joe, did it hurt when the tyres went over you?
Nah, didn't leave a mark on me.
Oh, go easy, Joe. Don't try to kid me, that's just the wind and the rain in your ear.
Well, we're on the move at last.
Hey, Joe, what you looking at your watch for?
To see when 5 minutes is up. Then I'll change in a third.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah?
Look, there's a bloke selling hot dogs.
Well, I only got sixpence.
Oh, well, you can buy one, can't you?
Not me. I ain't gonna eat in front of a girl. Gee, road's getting bumpy, ain't it?
Joe, what happened?
I'll send you a list in the morning.
Gee, look, we're stuck in a big mud hole.
Oh, don't worry, Daze. I'll get out and see how deep it is.
All right. Oh, Joe. Oh, Joe, tread water.
Blup, 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 blup. Gee, that was a close shave.
Hey, look, Joe. Look. There's a bloke over there. Ask him where we are.
Righto. Hey, Dig, can you tell us where we are?
Maybe.
Are we near Goopville?
I ain't saying you ain't.
Well, where are we, Will?
I'll call me brother Cliff. He don't know either. But he's good company. Say, I could pull you out of that hole. Cost you $5. I'm from up the road a bit.
Oh, well, what are you doing down here, Will?
Digging more holes.
Have you got a team of horses?
Yeah, we was expecting you to drop in.
Say, you're making a racket out of this. I got a good mind to tell the local copper.
You keep my brother out of this. Well, I've itched up. Hold tight and I'll pull you out.
Yeah.
Get up there, bowler. Get up, you big and bull. Go on, bowler. That'll cost you $5, son. Thanks. So long.
So long.
Oh, gee, Joe, we're stuck again.
Oh, cripes, this is going to cost me another $5.
$5, nothing. That's the $10 hole. I'll hitch up again and pull you out. Are you ready? Get up there, bowler, you beauty, you big and blooming. $10, thanks. Oh, thanks. Now, just take that bridge across the river and you'll be on the right road.
Righto. Cripes, that's a crook go. All that Oscar to get us out of an old what he dug himself.
Yes. Well, let's drive over the bridge and get out.
All right.
Oh.
Hey!
Oh.
Hey, the old thing's collapsed. We're in the river!
Yeah! Built the bridge, too!